listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 32. Today I'm diving into a topic that affects so many people, and that's social anxiety. Social anxiety is more than just being shy or introverted. It's a condition that can deeply impact a person's quality of life, relationships, and opportunities. But the good news is that there are effective ways to manage and overcome it. In this episode, I'll explain what social anxiety is, how it manifests, and provide actionable tips to help combat it. So get comfortable and let's explore this important topic together. Let's start with the basics. Social anxiety or social anxiety disorder is a mental health condition characterized by persistent fear of being judged, criticized, or embarrassed in social situations. It's not just about feeling shy or awkward from time to time. It's an intense, often debilitating fear that can affect someone's daily life. For example, someone with social anxiety might avoid eating in public, speaking in meetings, or even making a phone call because they fear that they'll do or say something wrong. The fear isn't necessarily based on reality, but it feels very real to the person experiencing it. Symptoms of social anxiety can include sweating, trembling, blushing, a racing heart or nausea, feeling of rejection, intense self-consciousness, or feelings of embarrassment, avoiding social situations, isolating oneself, or relying on safety behaviors like staying glued to their phone in public. These symptoms can vary in intensity from person to person, but they often lead to avoidance and missed opportunities. Social anxiety doesn't just affect individuals in large gatherings. Even one-to-one interactions can trigger these feelings. So where does social anxiety come from? Well, it's a complex mix of biological, psychological, environmental factors. Regarding biology, research suggests that social anxiety may be linked to a heightened amygdala response in the brain. The amygdala controls fear and the fight or flight response, and in people with social anxiety, this response can be overactive. Psychological factors: negative self-perception, perfectionism, or fear of failure can contribute to social anxiety. For example, if someone has experienced bullying or rejection in the past, they may develop a heightened fear of judgment. And then there's environmental factors. Upbringing and life experiences can play a huge role. Overprotective or critical parenting lifestyles, as well as a history of traumatic social experiences, can increase the risk. Social anxiety is often misunderstood as something that people should just get over. But like any mental health condition, it's not a matter of willpower. It's a matter of understanding treatment. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. social anxiety can have far-reaching effects. And let me share some examples. In your professional life, imagine you're in a job interview and your heart races, your palms sweat, and you struggle to get your words out because you'll fear you'll be judged. Personal relationships. Social anxiety can make it hard to connect with others, whether it's making friends, dating, or maintaining relationships. Day-to-day living. Even small tasks like ordering food at a restaurant or asking for help at a store can feel overwhelming. If this resonates with you, you're not alone. Social anxiety is the third most common mental health disorder in the United States, affecting about 15 million adults. And now that I've defined it, let's discuss how to combat it. The first is challenge negative thoughts. Often social anxiety stems from distorted thoughts like everyone is judging me or I'll embarrass myself. One effective technique is to challenge these thoughts. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have that this fear is true? What's the worst that could happen and could I handle it? How would I comfort a friend who felt this way? By reframing these thoughts, you can start to reduce their power over you. The next tip is practice gradual exposure. Facing fears gradually is a proven way to build confidence. For example, start small. Practice saying hello to a neighbor or asking for directions. And work your way up. Attend a small gathering before trying a larger event. Each success reinforces your ability to handle social situations. Tip 3. Focus on the present moment. Social anxiety often pulls us into a spiral of what-ifs and the worst-case scenarios. Practicing mindfulness can help. And here's a simple exercise. Focus on your breath. Inhale for 4 counts. Hold for 4. And exhale for 4. Another one is grounding yourself. This is where you would notice 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things that you can smell, and 1 you can taste. These techniques anchor you in the present and reduce anxiety. Tip number 4, build social skills. Improving your social skills can boost your confidence. Practice small talk, active listening, and asking open-ended questions. You don't have to be the life of the party. Authenticity is far more valuable than perfection. And the last tip is to seek professional help. If social anxiety feels overwhelming, therapy can be life-changing. Cognitive behavioral therapy, also known as CBT, is particularly effective. Therapists can teach you tools to manage anxiety and develop healthier thought patterns. And medication can also be an option for those who have severe symptoms. So before I wrap up, I want to remind you that overcoming social anxiety is a journey, not a race. Progress may be slow, but each step forward is a victory. So be patient with yourself and celebrate the small wins.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.